Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. This time I am parked on a couch at the Polynesian Resort at Disney World, right across from the Magic Kingdom. Woohoo! All right, you're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us, and our mission is to help make sure that we don't overlook the good in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic where I don't happen to have all the answers, but those of you who are regular listeners or related to me know I probably don't have all the answers anyway, and that's fine. What we're going to do is we're going to apply the three components of any system that we've talked about before, right? So those three components are flow, feedback, and continuous learning, right? Flow towards business value, feedback as in generally quantifiable or anecdotal evidence that shows that there might be some opportunity to improve, and continuous learning, where you apply the scientific principles to continuously learn and develop. Now, we're going to apply this using an article about Boise State football, right? So Boise State is the Broncos football team. And to help you guys understand that my football knowledge is severely limited, I spent 20 years in the military surrounded by folks who are huge sports fans and can tell me the lineup of all kinds of different teams and players and that sort of stuff. And I would tell them that my favorite sport was lexicography and that I would have a favorite lexicographer. And they would look at me with a very strange face. And as it should be appropriate, because lexicography is definitely not a sport, but I still remain to have a favorite lexicographer. And that is, it used to be Aaron McKean. Let's see, Corey Stamper, K-O-R-I Stamper is my favorite lexicographer these days. She wrote a book on the secret history of words, and it's a rather fascinating book to learn how the dictionary is made. And oh, by the way, if you weren't aware, a lexicographer is the person who puts the words in the dictionary. Yes, so I was that guy. Everybody else was watching, you know, or had a favorite team that they grew up with, and I was the guy that said I had a favorite lexicographer, just so that way it would be something I could say. Growing up in Connecticut, we were kind of between football teams, and so I don't understand why you would geographically associate yourself with a particular sports team, but that's neither here nor there. At this point, I'm kind of starting to learn why that might be appealing, and Boise State's been my avenue to do that. They play on a blue AstroTurf, so it's called the Smurf Turf locally, and I've gone to a couple of games with my kids and with my wife, and it's been a lot of fun. The energy in this stadium is electric, and it's really cool, and the team does very well for themselves. So once again this year, they find themselves playing the championship game. That is this Saturday. And so the local news is got some articles on how they're preparing for that championship game and some of their concerns and things. One of the concerns that's out there is stadium attendance, right? So stadium attendance is the concern, right? So if the flow towards value is measured by the revenue generated from attendance and then the television contracts, right? Stadium attendance would be one of the feedback measurements that you would want to have. And thus it is, right? They track stadium attendance. So typically, they have 30,000 or more people attend a regular season game every night. So 33,000 is about the average. And they are projecting, based upon previous years where they've hosted the championship games, they're projecting somewhere between 26,000 and 23,000, right? So that's a little different. That's about 10,000 people less than what they are normally used to seeing. And it makes you wonder why, right? So flow, feedback, and continuous learning. We want to ask the question in today's episode of why do you think that the stadium attendance is 10,000 less? And I've got a couple of ideas here. One of them already is, well, maybe the regular season tickets don't apply for a championship game, so people don't want to spend that additional money. Another reason is it gets colder as we get closer to, you know, the end of the year. And Boise, while it is tends to be pretty warm, it is not super warm, and it can be pretty uncomfortable in a stadium that time of year. So maybe they don't want to invest the money in that. And then speaking of money investments, as we move towards December and the end of December, lots of folks are spending money on Christmas gifts, and stadium prices are not exactly inexpensive. They sell the tickets for a good amount of change, right? It's not, hey, let's go to the movies or let's go to the football game. It's like, hey, let's not go to the movies at least three times, and so we can go to a football game, type of thing. And so the stadium tickets tend to be a little more expensive, and as families are moving towards the holidays, they may want to use those funds or use those funds elsewhere to be able to provide gifts for Christmas and things. And so there's lots of factors here. What I find interesting, though, is that generally the coach's responsibility, well, he has a secondary responsibility to fill the stands by having the team perform well. His primary responsibility towards that end, towards filling the stands, is to have the team perform well. And so the coach, Brian Harsin, right, is quoted here in our local news saying, I just think as a fan, you've worked extremely hard to help this football team win the games at home that we won and get where we are. Why not finish it, right? So he's making an emotional appeal to the fans to encourage them to come out to the game physically. And I'm not sure if that appeal will be effective, right? First off, I'm not sure if the coach is, you know, outside of his normal role here is going to be effective with this, because this sounds almost like it's a guilt. It's leveraging somebody's feelings of guilt towards trying to get them there. And guilt motivation, in my experience, is not necessarily the best long-term motivation. I can understand why the coach wants people to show up, and how and him leveraging that type of motivation shows how really important it is to him and the team to have them show up, but that doesn't necessarily mean it resonates with the audience. So we'll have to see how that goes. But for any system, for any article that you see out there, you should be able to use flow feedback and continuous learning as a way to evaluate it and find out what is going on. Now, we always say that curiosity meets gratitude on this podcast, right? So this is one of those things that I'm curious about, and I'm glad to share it with you. I'm also grateful the Boise State team is doing as well as they're doing, and that they provide such good entertainment for our family. But I'm going to be riding in off of an airplane, and I'm probably going to want to be home as opposed to being in the stadium to watch it. So I can tell you, team, that's why I'm not there. And if it helps for me to yell at my television, I will do that for you. And hopefully that will motivate you on this from that point. It probably won't. All right. Now it is the month of December, and it's time to move on to the Light the World update. Yes. So our church organizes a campaign every December to light the world. So what this is a opportunity where you can receive daily prompts during the month of December to help brighten up someone else's day. Now, whether we share the same religious beliefs or not, I think we can understand that helping to make somebody else's day better is a very good thing and should be encouraged in the world. If you want to sign up for those daily prompts, you can go to comeuntochrist.org, and you should be able to find those daily prompts. So I get them texted to me, and yesterday's prompt was to eat lunch with somebody that you didn't know or didn't know well. And being at a theme park right now, it was pretty easy for me to sit down next to Ken and his wife and be able to have a conversation. And one of the things, you know, it's not always easy to strike a dialogue where you can establish a relationship of trust quickly, where you guys can talk openly. And so one of the things I did is I shared with them that I have a love for families. I think every family has a neat story to tell. You know, when we're living our lives, it always feels like we just make the next right choice. But when you put those choices in aggregate and the experiences that you have, it becomes a very neat story. And so their story included having both of them having previous marriages, each having three kids, raising those kids. Wow, this sounds like the Brady Bunch. Raising those kids and then coming to the parks to be able to enjoy a day together. They had each ridden the Mount Expedition Everest ride, right, which we all nicknamed the Yeti ride. And there's a part on that roller coaster where it's a bit jerky and it rolls you backwards and it can really kind of mess with your equilibrium there. And so they were commenting on how they would have really appreciated the opportunity to have a ginger ale. And I agreed with them because ginger ale tends to be my favorite type of soda. So we had a great conversation and got to make new friends. And then the park that we were at was pretty small, so we actually saw him a couple other times during the day and waved hi at him, and it was pretty neat to have some new friends. Ken's wife actually grew up in the Philippines and spoke Tagalog, and I know precisely one word in Tagalog, and that is the word thank you, and it's salamat. And so I was able to test whether or not I remembered it properly with her, and passed the test, which was kind of fun and nice to do. So I would challenge you guys to find some way, whether you use the Light the World prompts or another prompt, to make somebody's day better today. Simply a smile is pretty easy to do. A text message that lets you know how you appreciate them is also easy to do. But there's lots of opportunities to focus not on yourself, but on someone else. And this is the part where I close out the podcast. So if you want to, you can skip ahead. But I have to share with you, if you're going to stick around, that this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're now on a whole bunch of different platforms, and I've been testing releasing 1 minute clips of this episode on Instagram these days. You can find us there at @parking_thought. So @parking_thought, we'll find you there. Parkingthought.com will have the other links there. So you can subscribe using Spotify, Google Play Music, Podcast, Apple, CastBox, Apple Podcast, or wherever you'd like to consume this content. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?